As part of their budget meeting this week, Lennox and Addington Council voted down an enhancement that would help make up a 4.7% increase to the county's tax levy. This increase would raise property taxes for residents even more than was expected, but council wouldn't stand for it. The value of all proposed enhancements to the preliminary budget would have been just under $370,000, but council decided against an increase from 2.5% to 3% for the roads and bridges capital levy. Director of Financial Services Mark Day explained the proposed increase to the levy and how it would affect property taxes.
If all those items were included at those values, it would be a total increase of $369,468, or another 1.03%. And the levy change would go up 4.7%, which represents an increase on the average residential property of $86.11 from what's in the budget now of $70.71.
Councillors voiced their concerns about looming tariffs from the United States. Councillor Henry Hogg spoke about the impact to local residents.
I have concerns considering what's happening at the southern border of our country about any increase right now. I just think we really need to take a good hard look at every cent we spend, because there are people that are going to suffer because of these actions.
Councillor John Wise, however, said the impact might not be so bad.
We still don't know what's going to happen there. In any case, if we do have some relatively short-term economic turmoil, I think all the governments in a country, federal, provincial, territorial, will treat that as the same sort of crisis we went through with COVID. There's going to be borrowing, there's going to be wage subsidies, there's going to be support for businesses. Yeah, we'll go into some long-term debt, but that's basically what the financial system is for. I don't think the weight of that is going to fall extremely heavily on residents, at least in the short to medium term.
By the end of discussion, all councillors agreed to deny the roads and bridges increase. For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.